I'm Sophina Nessa's older sister. What he said just made me very emotional. And it made me want to read a letter that I addressed starting out to the Oakland mayor and the Hayward mayor, and then also to the Oakland City Council, because I was there on Tuesday night. So I think this letter can apply to everybody, piggyback what Z said about standing up and making a difference. These were my thoughts that I put on paper. Dear City Council and Oakland Mayor, I ask you today, why has there been no pressure, no voice, and no support? Where do you stand when it comes to police brutality? Police officers breaking the laws and committing crimes. Are you for it or are you against it? There is no in between. I would like to take the time to thank City Councilwoman Desley Brooks for taking the stand. It is appreciated. But where is the rest of our community? Your silence is supporting these crimes. Your lack of pressure is saying to the community that it's okay for our authority figures to abuse and to kill us. Is that the message you want to send? What if Oscar was your 22-year-old son, your 4-year-old daughter's father, your future, or your best friend? How would you feel then? Just think for a minute, what if you were soaking a mess up that night on January 1st, speaking to him on the phone seconds before he was murdered? How would you feel replaying the last words over and over in your mind? What would it be like to dream of that gunshot every night, waking and scared, because the sound is as real as it was the night your loved one was killed? What if you were Wanda Johnson receiving that horrible call, saying that your baby's been shot by a police officer? What would your scream sound like? Would you come running into the hospital waiting room and fall to the ground in pain, after being told your son was just dying? But if you were 4-year-old Tatiana, how would you deal with the pain, the loss, and injustice? Would you wake up crying in the middle of the night for your daddy to find that he's never coming back? Would you carry a loss within your eyes, a sadness in your soul, just as she does? How would you feel if that was you on the platform that night, being hit in the face and choked by Jackie Bryson? Let's think about what Oscar must have felt when he was punched and then pulled to the ground. Would you squirm if the pain of Perot's knee in your back, of your neck pierced through your body? Then the ultimate pain, your life being stolen from you, being shot in the back by Mezzani, then being moved around like trash, treated like an animal, no call for medical help. How did the best friends of Oscar feel watching their brother die, trying to speak with blood coming out of his mouth? What was Oscar trying to say? Tell my mom I love her. Take care of Fina and team. Did Oscar suffocate in his own blood? I wonder if Oscar believed the message Perona and Mezzali were giving to him. You're nothing. You're garbage. You have no rights. You don't deserve life. Did Oscar feel violated? Did he feel abused? Did he feel worthless? What a horrible way to die. See, Bard has had time to create stories that fit to appear what's on the videos. Bard has had no overview, no accountability, and worst of all, no conscience. didn't even feel the need to give an explanation to her family and violated words of Oscar Grant. Days passed before there was a condolence given. At that, it was shallow. Barb only cares about Barb. They hold on to the excuses of legalities and pending investigation to justify their lack of support. I ask you, the community, to take a bold stand against injustice. We have a responsibility to do all that we can do for this city, and we, the people of the city. Send a message in any way you can, a message of alliance, a message of righteousness. I challenge you to examine what role you are called to play in the stance against injustice. Work you put in your very position you hold right now for this reason. Sorry. This story should anger you. This situation should shatter you. This message should stir your heart. It was no coincidence that the shooting of Oscar Grant was caught on cell phone videos. There is a purpose and a destiny for it. What is your role in it?
Said that we all have a responsibility in this fight. We have a responsibility to get out the truth. We have a responsibility to contribute to journalistic coverage. We have a responsibility to come to events like this. We have a responsibility to struggle with our friends and neighbors and family and anybody else we know that they need to be involved in this battle. They need to be at the courthouse tomorrow at 8, no matter whether this hearing's going forward or not. They need to be at the rest of the tribunals and hearings on this. And we all have a moral responsibility to do that. So I want to thank you for that statement. The next, I'd like to play a statement from someone in Louisiana, Cornelius Hall. He's the father of Gerald Hall, who was killed by Barb police in 1992.